head coach, just to get a postseason win. What's that do for the program?
Well, again, I think postseason is a celebration for your accomplishments during the regular season. So excited to participate, especially in the John McClendon Classic. And, you know, Norfolk had six consecutive seasons of postseason. We had none. There wasn't a guy on our roster who's played in a postseason game at Liberty other than the conference tournament. So feel really good about it. I think our guys did a great job, especially in the second half when we lost our way a little bit. But to rally and come back was good. Good feeling, and I think it's a great step in our process.
They had the lead there briefly. Then I think that was maybe right before Kim Wright scored nine straight. What happened right there in that stretch?
Kim Wright told me, "Hey, could you run some more plays for me?" And I listened
to
him.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah, for the first time this year, okay. I listened to him. And it worked out. Now the great thing about playing in postseason is you don't have the teams that know exactly what you're going to do on every possession. I mean, we were heavily scouted, and people know that Ryan is a major part of our offense. So I think he got a little bit of freedom, and we chose to go small, and we just had a good matchup against our bigs. Obviously a disadvantage on the other end, but we were going to roll with it because I thought that was our best chance to win. And I asked his dad, has he ever scored 30 before? He said middle school on the 6-foot baskets. So we're not lowering the baskets, but I hope he keeps getting 30.
Were you surprised at how much they collapsed on the drives and gave you guys so many open shots? And was that a key to getting going, especially early in the game?
Well, we're doing a better job of attacking the rim. We're taking layups. We're not just taking – we're taking what the defense gives us. And I think if we can play at the rim a little bit, and Lavelle and John Dawson, they were really good tonight. So was A.C. Reed, four assists, one turnover. So I think when in Georgie Pacheco, I think when our guys get a chance to bounce it at the rim and you have to converge, then I think it really puts us in a pretty good scoring opportunity because we've got guys that can shoot and have the freedom to do so.
Has John kind of embraced more of a distributor role here of late?
John just wants to win. He just wants to keep playing. And on nights where it's going for him, he's going to shoot. But on other nights when he evaluates the landscape and sees that we need something else, he's a selfless kid and a really good player for our system.
From a team standpoint, what did you like most about what you saw tonight?
I always love when we assist at a high level, and we had 17 assists. And then our defense was getting severed in the second half. They kept running middle ball screen, and we weren't doing our assignment. So, but the last 10 minutes, I thought we were much better. And obviously, you can't win if you only play one in the four. So I thought once we redirected what they were doing offensively and we stayed unselfish, I thought we had a really good chance to finish.
Were you surprised at all about how efficient Lavelle and Ryan were shooting the ball combined, 18 of 26?
Yeah. You know, I think the time off has been valuable for us. You know, we haven't played since, I think, March the 3rd. And the way we ended the Big South Conference tournament, we had a poor taste in our mouth. So hats off to our guys, their commitment level to skill work, and I think they had some freshness about them and an excitement to play and represent Liberty in the postseason. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.